The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything and, since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples'? But you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death, yet they feared him because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to him in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. This week, we begin a new season, and that season is what we call ordinary time. We leave behind the Easter season, and you can see that by the collar that the priest wears during Mass. During the Easter season, the priest was wearing white, and now in the ordinary season, we wear the collar green. And so we see proper things are done for proper time. And that's what the Lord was frustrated and disappointed when he went to the temple. Because the temple at the time, let me go down there. You look too far away from me. Where they pray. That's what the temple is. That's the place where they pray. It's very much like our church. And of course, when you are in the temple area, a place of prayer, when you are in the church, a place of prayer and worship to the Lord, there's a certain expectation of particular behavior. I was very impressed when I was inside and I was preparing for Mass, and I wondered, are the children here already? Because you are all quiet, very quiet. Now that's the proper attitude in the place of prayer. Now, what happened in the gospel, in the reading today, was the opposite. The people there were not like you. And so in the temple area where people are supposed to be praying, they were selling things. They were selling doves and birds and and trinkets and many, many other things. That's what was happening. Now, is that proper? Is that proper in a house of prayer? Yes or no? No, no. What should they be doing in a house of prayer? Being quiet. And what else? What should they be doing in a house of prayer? Yes. Praying. They should be praying. Anything else? Anything else? Yes. Confessing their sins to the priest. Yes, so if you know what is expected, huh? When we're in the house of prayer, we do the things that are proper to the house of prayer, just like what you do. You know, you come here and you pray in quiet. And then some of us, you know, when we approach the altar, if you notice me, when I approach the altar, I bow down to the altar, because the altar represents Jesus. Now, when I pass by the tabernacle, that's a tabernacle right there, where we keep the consecrated host. The host is the presence of Jesus. That's the presence. And so what do we do? We, what we call, genuflect. Okay? So these are the proper behavior. We pray, we give respect to the holy things, we confess our sins, you know? And many, many other holy things that we keep quiet. Okay? So that's what the Lord wants of us, to do the proper things at the proper place and proper time. When you're outside in the playground, you play. You can shout, you can jump up and down, you know, that's expected of that place. In the classroom, what are you expected to do? Yes.
Be respectful and learn.
Be respectful and learn. Okay, what else? What else do you do in the classroom? Listen to the teacher. Okay, so you all know what is expected at the proper time and the proper place. And that's what the Lord wants, for us to be proper. So when we are in the house of the Lord, we give the Lord what is proper to the Lord. Respect, prayerful attitude. Now, the second story in the reading today is something similar to what was happening in the temple area. And so, Jesus was looking at a fig tree. You know what a fig tree is? Yes, I mean, we have some fig tree around here. And so Jesus was expecting the fig tree to bear, to have fruit. And the fig tree did not have fruit. It looked nice, it has many leaves, it looked healthy, but it does not have any fruit. Now, that's a story that has a lesson in it. A person can look good. A person can look very well put together, but there is nothing that the person is giving to the world. In the first reading, which our readers read so wonderfully, I was very impressed with the two readers that we have. You know, in the first reading, it says there that we all have gifts. We all have gifts. And so this gift must be manifested. This gift must be shown so that other people could benefit from it. Like, I think I have a gift of a very strong, loud voice. I have a gift of speaking before a big audience. And so that's what I do. I study so that I can speak and share what I have learned to the people of God. And so Saint Peter said, all of you have gifts. And so we must show this gift to the people so that others could benefit from it. Okay, now, this is the last question and answer portion. Tell me, what is your gift? What do you think is your gift? Yes, that lady back there.
Teaching.
What is your gift?
To
To sing, yeah, to sing. Yeah. What is your gift? A good handwriting. What is your gift? Your speed, running. Okay. So, okay, one. What is your gift?
Running about God.
Learning about God. So intelligence. Okay. What is your gift? Art. Okay. So many of you have gifts. Okay. So from our reading today, do not be like the fig tree. The fig tree did not produce any fruit. The Lord expects us because He gives us the gift. Well, we are meant to use it. We are meant to use it. Okay? And when you use your gift, you help other people and you make God happy. That's what it is. That's how it is. Okay? And so today, as we continue with our Mass today, remember the kind of gift that God has given you. And to be able to show that to the world and to share it with the world so that the world could be a happier place. And part of the gift is that we know how to behave in a place of worship. And so when we do that, we show our reverence for God. And also, we show and we share the gift that we have. It's like the example of this young girl here who said her gift is learning about God. And so we thank God for the many gifts that we have, and we continue to pray at this Mass that the Lord will grant our world peace because of the gifts that we share with one another and with the world.